Savi, the beginning of the Siman Sif Aleph. This is a long Siman. Okay. Kari Adam is a Megillah. The person reads the Megillah. Pein Amid Bed Yoshev, whether he's standing or sitting. Avol Yikra B'tzibur Yoshev, but the person who's been Kare B'tzibur, also covered with Tzibur, should not read sitting. L'chatchila v'nei kvod Tzibur. He should be standing in honor of the Tzibur. He stands up in awe of their presence. Hagav Asher Lach Azan Likra Samegillah Ad Shemron Likra. Okay, we'll see what that means in the Mishnah Berurah. Ben Yosef Mi Abrocha L'Yivarech V'Midi. Even if a person is seated, the bracha has to be said standing. The Chazal actually make an asmachta that Berachas Mitzvah should be said standing. So that's specifically by Birchas HaMitzvahs, actually. So there are those who argue that the other brachas, the bracha of Shechiyonu, could be said seated. Okay. Avoloi Yikro B'tzibur Yoshe. If he's reading for the tzibur, he has to stand. So now here's the question. Mishnah Berurah passes, in any case where there's a chiyuv gomer of amida leaning to the extent that if the prop is removed, you'd fall, is not called standing. So, for example, by vidui, the loch is vidui, has to be said by amida. Person cannot be leaning when he says vidui, because if he's leaning on something, he's being supported on something, because if he's being supported on something, and that's either be removed, that's not called standing. Kriya Satara. So Kriya Satara, the loch is, the more it says, it's a pasuk, Vayamad Ha'am. The loch is how to learn that with Vayamad Ha'am. It means that they stopped. Sometimes the word to be amod means to stop. They stop what they're doing and they listen. So therefore, a kriyas tzara, people can be seated to listen to kriyas tzara, or it means that they stood. So according to the sheet, that they stood, the law that kriyas tzara requires a meter. So a person requires a meter, he can't be leaning. See, over here, even if that's true, that it requires a meter, Amida Ayre Smicha is sufficient, is acceptable. Fine. We'll look at the Birloch in a second.
You're saying this is a Chatchila even?
We'll see the Lashon of the Birloch, what he says. Let's see if it's rough to Mishnah Berurah, and we'll see the Birloch. Lashon of the Chazan. The chazan shouldn't go up to read until he's told to do it. The lighter tzibur, who inyan kavod, being the one who as much of the tzibur is a certain amount, so we're giving him an we're honoring him. And right at la'adam lachla kavod la'atzma kol zman shalakiduhu. It's not proper to take the kavod to yourself. You should wait for somebody to offer it to you. Right. This is all referring to a person who doesn't have he's appointed for this job, where he's been established, that this is what he does. So, a chazan who is appointed, so that's his job, he's been appointed already, so he goes up. Minastam, when a person's told to go up, this is the correct thing to do, is said, unless this is the circumstance where it's not proper to make everybody wait, he should refuse. If they insist, then you accept. Right? So, in other words, it's not like, wow, I'm right, gotta do this, let's go. You know, that's not really proper. The person says, you know what, why me? So nobody decided to do, okay, it's not fine. But if he's already appointed for that job, so there's no reason to hesitate.
But nowadays, generally, I mean, and it seems more as it's prearranged because someone has to prepare it. I mean,
nowadays it's prearranged, yeah.
So
correct. It's more of a common issue where you have, you know, a group of people, let's say, you know, dominating Mara for the Yom, that type of thing. You know, there is, if nobody's going, eventually somebody has to go. But otherwise, like, you know, why are you pushing yourself forward? You see it by the, you know, teenager, young teenagers, like they're all running to dump for the Yom, you know, like. Also really, so that's not a proper. Okay, take a look at the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says, "Avol Yikar B'Tzira Miyusha L'Chatchila." Maybe not the Yehuda Mitzad of the Smicha Mutter. He holds that leaning is, even though you can't be seated, but leaning, being supported is Mutter. Near the B'Shas Tzachak Yeshis Al Zel L'Hakol. In a case where it's necessary, you can lean on that. You're allowed to lean on this item. That was a pun over there. If it's done, so if we're saying that Megillah is different than Torah, and Torah, B'Yavid is kosher, just the Chachila not, so over here, even the Chachila, yes.
Over here, it's even the Chachila to lean?
So he's saying even the Chachila to lean. The problem is, he let it off, B'Shas Tzachak, Yeshis Mechazel L'Hokl. He only said, B'Shas Tzachak, you rely on. Whereas I have a graph in the more, which seems to be the more is lenient than this. But he's only relying on this thought process in a case where it's necessary.
Is the mashmasa mechaber that it's lechatchila? He should not do it miyushov, but if he did, by the end, it's good.
Yes, correct. So I will like to see miyushov lechatchila. Mekvar tzibur.
So according to the mechaber, the chatchila should stand b'di'evet. If he sat down, it worked.
Correct.
And the Mishnah Berurah was saying that even smicha is the chatchila according to the mechaber, or he's saying he's being cholik on the mechaber.
The flow of the Bir Halacha was, he says, in a case where it's necessary, you're allowed to go and lead. He says that's built on the fact that there's a good argument to say even chachil it's mutter to be smicha. Right. So once that's true, at least b'shas atzak will be side mechamet.
So that's not like the mechaber.
He's explaining this in the mechaber. Then he brings the divrei Rambam and the divrei Rav Meiri. That's clear that the Maisa we've accepted upon ourselves and that the Chazan is not seated, so we're not going to let you go and be seated, preferably, well, unless there's no other option. Nobody else knows how to lean, and the person who knows how to lean is not well and he can't stand. So what do you do? So you're seated, right? But that being said, he's arguing that we're coming along and saying the minig is to require a mitzvah, but he doesn't see why we'd have to mark vis-a-vis smicha. But that's all true. The beginning of the Bir Halacha still said he only wants to use that b'shas hilchak if there's need to. Okay, sif beis. Filo shnar filo sar yachal mikrosik b'yachad. You can have multiple people reading the Megillah at the same time. Yotzeim hei mei v'ashem v'mehem. Both their yotzeim, because they could consider they're able to hear themselves. And other people which are listening are also yotzeim. Okay, sif, talk to Dalit. Yotzeim hei. Now, what's the chiddush over here? There's a big chiddush because we have a rule. Well, Arminan, the trei koli lo mishtamoy shaper. You can't hear two voices simultaneously properly. Arminan, the inyan kriyas haTorah, v'shari duchti. You can't have to move a lady from the Torah because you're afraid if you do, you'll be able to hear either of them correctly. And thing similar by other mitzvahs. So that's a general rule of trei koli lo mishtamoy. And that is, so why we're here is acceptable. The kriyas chabibah b'yosef b'nei anes v'yayv daite lishmoya hetev. This is the Gemara. The Gemara says, since it's adi de chabibah, since the kriyas of Megillah is something which is very, very dear to people, the whole story is very dear to us, the chabibah of the nes, therefore we're able to focus better. So sadly to say, so when we're in shul and they're learning Parshas Bahar, sadly to say, it's not so exciting to us. So the two people reading at the same time, we have difficulty focusing it. But Mikra Megillah is very exciting, and the Chavibas of the Nes. So therefore, the person will focus. We assume the person will focus in and hear what he has to hear. You have died to the Shmuk Hetev. This is all saying that this is the standard assumption. But if you know personally that you get distracted easily and the other sounds are going to distract you, you're not going to focus and hear what you have to hear, so I'm sorry, you're not Yertzeh. So we're not denying reality over here. I'll tell you the fascinating of Kribaker. Kribaker comes along and says, if you learn Hilchus Avelis, Nerudea, so one of the things over there brings, the Rabbah brings the issue of who has first right to say Kadeshim. And the Shach adds his points, the Taz adds his points. And they're clearly discussing over there who gets right to say Kadesh. So, what's the problem? Everybody says Kadesh simultaneously. So it's clear from both the Ramah, the Shach, and the Taz that people don't say Kadesh simultaneously. So now we figure out who has first rights to get the Kaddish, who has second rights, Ben Shiva, Ben Shloshim, a yard site, you know, all the different questions. They weren't, this is not discussing davening for the Omen. All of the issues which we have, which we make the rules in regards to davening for the Omen, who gets precedence, is really based on this remote. It's not talking about, it's talking about Kaddish. So in the Minhag Yisrael, the time of the Ramah was one person said Kaddish at a time. That was a minute in Germany, it was a minute in Poland also, and in Lithuania. And that was quite some time, that's the way it was, and that's how the Shach learns, and the Taz learns, and that's how the, you know, that's it. You know, this is the way it was. When did it change? It changed in the wake of a cholera epidemic, and there was a large amount, many people were nifter. So you had people which were Avelim, which were getting, you know, a Kaddish. So so you have in the regular Ashkenazi Shachris, you have four Kaddishim available. You have the Kaddish of Al Yisrael after Kabbanis, the Kaddish after Mizmashir, the Kaddish after Lev, the Kaddish Shir Shayah. May Mincha, you have one Kaddish. Memory, you have six Kaddishim in the day. When there's 57 people in the shul nevach, who are all availing for somebody who was nifter, the person's getting a kaddish, right? Once every 10 days, he's getting one kaddish. So that was very, very painful to the availing. So Kreger wrote a tshuva where he was machadish. He brought some rayas to him, but not everybody accepted it. That either chaviva le yoyim daite. The chaviva doesn't have to be the person who's hearing it. It's referring to the person who's saying it. And the person who's saying it, now sadly, we don't find Kaddish very, very chavi to ourselves. We should be. We should, but we don't. The Kaddish is like, you know, Pichazal is like the most powerful part of davening almost. And so we say people should be running, breaking down the doors, you know. You know, I tell the yeshiva, the reason why they have the sign fax and base medrash on the window, because the pressure were afraid people could come running through and run through the window to get to hear the Kaddish. But that's not what's happened. Should be, but it's not what's happened. Right? But the person who's saying Kaddish for in a situation of Elis, for sure, it's very dear to him that he's able to say Kaddish, the Elinishmas, his relative. So since it's chavim that comes out on the, it comes out on the emotion and the words to the point that the person who's listening will be able to hear it, even though there's different voices saying at the same time. That's Kreger's suggestion. That he introduced that into the city of Poz, and he allowed multiple people saying Kaddish, and then eventually it started spreading. So that's interesting twist on the concept of ayah, that's ayah dechavivale mishtamoy.
Even you can't from this halacha.
Well, the Gemara in this halacha discusses a concept called that you say ayah dechavivale mishtamoy, and that rule, which the Gemara says over here by Megillah, ayah dechavivale mishtamoy, Kreger applied it to not the listener but to the speaker. Mm-hmm.
What was that? I was trying to remember Rabbi said once.
Lawton? Straight ahead.
When you talked about it, tells that somebody printed them all out or something?
Yeah, 1 year in Purim, tells they only have one person to say at a time.
Oh, that's right.
So 1 year in Purim, a person printed out Rikimaker's Shuba. He printed out, I have to say, 500 copies or 1,000 copies, and he plastered it all over the walls in the basement. Yeah.
It tells me how it goes one person.
One person, that's it. Okay, Sif Gimel. Tzarli Krisa Kula, Amitai Chaksav. You have to read the whole Megillah from the written word. Mimkroal Pavlo Yatsa. If a person reads Megillah about Pavlo, he's not Yatsa. Retar should take Suma the Kula fun of the Chaskila. But we'll tell you an interesting thing. So obviously, you have to read the whole thing. You can't read about Pavlo. So you have to have all the words written in front of you. Well, that's the chavkilo. But if he left out some words in the sefer, I feel it on ketsya ukra makar alpeh is yotze. Is that what you said? If you kara alpeh, you're not yotze. It means you read the majority of the Megillah alpeh. But if you read the majority of the Megillah from the ksav, even though there were certain things which were read alpeh, that's okay. But there has to be the majority of Biksav. And he also points out that the Tevis Be'emsa. Tevis Be'emsa means that not something which is a beginning or the end of a topic. Okay. Zatarumo Avol in Hishman Tchiloso Esoifo Filamiuta Lo Yotze. If it's at the beginning or the end of a thought that we're missing some words, even if those words are obviously just a minority of the Megillah, the majority of the Megillah is written properly, it's no good. Furthermore, if Philobem saw that which we allow in the middle, that the words can be missing, that's, you know, a word here, a word there, but if a whole topic, whole part of the story has been removed totally due to that, that's not kosher either. If the more than half of the Megillah is missing, I feel like so much, even if they are written there, they're metushtos, which means they've been smeared, and you can't get a very clear picture of where the letter is. So also possible. That's also so the Megillah will be possible in the situation. And we'll apply the same idea. So who of them comes to the same way? If the Megillah is missing some words, it's kosher. I'm allowed to read them bal peh. I have to say all the words. So what do I do? I read those words bal peh. So similarly, if I have a Megillah which is kosher in front of me, I end up reading a few words not from the Megillah, the bal peh, I'd also be kosher. It's not any worse. So now the Balkarbe is reading from his kosher Megillah. I'm sitting by my seat. and I missed a word. So read the word from your Chumash. It's not, you don't read it from a Kashrut Megillah. Who's, you know, we see that up to Chetz, you don't need it. It can be Baal Peh. It's not worse than, this is equivalent of Baal Peh. It wasn't not being read from the Ksav, it's being read because you know what the word is. How do you know? Because there's a Chumash in front of you. But that's irrelevant. The Chumash is not a Megillah. It's not kosher. So as far as the Megillah is concerned, you're reading a Baal Peh. You're allowed to read Baal Peh, you know, some words here and some words there. So that's what you would do. Fine. So this halacha regards to the halachas of ksiva will be applicable to the halachas of kriya also. Yeah, making sense. The issue over here being that it was not written properly. There's part of it missing. We say you can fill in the blanks. Mm-hmm. So if you have a full Megillah in front of you, but the problem is that the person end up having to read some of it about paths, not any worse. You know, it's.
Well, if you didn't, can you fill it in? Can you fill it in Baal Peh? I mean, if you didn't have a kosher. Well, essentially, I mean, if you had a chumash in front of you.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. Even if the Baal Kari has a kosher Megillah in front of him,
right.
If you don't hear a word, there's no reason why you can't say the word to yourself. You're saying a word Baal Peh.
Yeah.
You're hearing from him in Teich Ksav. This word you're saying Baal Peh. The next word you're hearing from Teich Ksav. So that's what's unique over here. You have to hear every single word, but they don't have to all be read from the Sefer directly. Sivkot and Hay. Certainly, Rasa Kula. Who are the Kupa? That which you have to hear, every word has to be read, is that's Ma'akev. That's Rav Poskim. Shafili Mechisim, Mano Rakte Ba'achas, Lo Yotz. Most people hold, even if you miss one word, the one verse that was not said, or not heard, you're not Yotz. So that's why I said, I, as far as I'm concerned, the age of Kinuch for the Mitzvah Megillah is about 55. Be able to focus and hear every word, you know. So it has to be read from a proper Megillah. So if you're reading it from a Megillah was not proper, kosher, so that's called reading Baal Peh. Starts to take Suva. The Masharana lo yotza haino im kara Baal Peh es kala Megillah erupa. Now he comes along and says, let's say a leniency. If you read the majority of the Megillah Baal Peh, you're not Yotze. Al Makar Miksasa, Ksheir B'Diyavid. If you read only part of the Megillah Baal Peh, that's kosher. A feeling why you saw Sibas Kriyasa Baal Peh, Nesha Server Hishmet Boa Esa Tevis Bemasah. Even if the reason why you're reading Baal Peh is because Pasha, there's something wrong with the Sefer. To have it, a Sefer is missing Bemasah in the middle of the story. Ad Chetzio. It's still up to half. B'chol b'kara l'kresim Baal Peh. Afshatchila eno nochem l'kresim Megillah shechaser tapis. Mekom akum b'di avidos. So that's unique. We mentioned this is unique about Megillah, since Megillah is referred to also as an igeris. Igeris of Purim Azos Hashenis. Igeris of Purim Azos. So it's referred to as an Igaris. And an Igaris is not, you don't write an Igaris with the same type of accuracy and precision that you write a Sefer. So the Torah refers to as an Igaris indicates that there's a word missing is not going to be a problem as long as the main points are there, the main idea is there.
That was before spell check and all those things.
That's true too.
Grammatical.
Even that sometimes it doesn't correct if a word's missing. So the Cheskilah, it's not preferred, but B'Diavad you B'Yotze.
When we say half, is that half the words?
Are we referring to half the words? Yeah. B'Diavad, the Sefer was missing something. B'Man lo Megillah Acheres, Yikar Bar Cheskilah. If you have nothing else, so that according to this thought process, definitely you should use it. He's missing some words. Up to Chesed. Philo ad chetzio, Ad Chetzer includes Chatzi also. So 50-50 is still... When you say Ad Chetzer, you could mistakenly mean you have a right to go up to 49.9%. But, you know, if one more word is missing, now it's 50-50, I could have argued that that's no good. So, no, that's not true. It's only the other way around. If the majority is Baalpeh, then it's a problem.
Words or letters?
Well, over here, the problem is he's missing some words, so therefore he's going to bring a Baalpeh. Yesh l'ayinim k'sher b'diavad. I'm sorry, b'chetzi yesh l'ayinim k'sher b'diavad. So 50, he's not sure what its status is. If it's missing 50, you know, exactly 50%, he's not sure what the status is.
Is those letters or words?
Here we're talking about words. Yeah. Comes the Ramah, and the Ramah said that if he misses a whole the beginning or the end of a thought or the whole thought itself, it's all bets are off. Even though we said that the fact that it's in Garris, it also refers to as a Sefer. Sefer, you at least have the main points, but if you're missing the beginning or the end of a thought, so that's like you're missing one of the main points. We will redefine what the definition of that is to say when you find a mistake in the middle of a thought, people, yeah, sometimes, you know, mistakes occur, that's not a problem. Beginning of the thought, end of the thought, that's much less common. Shame and Datik and Megillah Bezer calls Mancha 2 years, Enem Beruba, Shem Megillah, Ha'el Benikra Sigaris. So since it's in the middle of a thought, the fact that it's missing a few words here in the middle, a few words there in the middle, that doesn't bother us. And that's based on the fact that it's called a Geras. However, if it's missing the beginning and end of a thought, even though it's miyuta, I feel a bit b'chosu rak posu rishon or yachron nami yadin kein. One second. I'm confused over here a little bit. It says pasuk. It sounds like it means some of the whole pasuk, not the word, not a word. Okay. I think what he's saying like this is saying that missing a word at the beginning or the end is not a problem. The problem is if you're missing a thought, beginning of a thought or end of a thought. So then maybe even one pasuk already is enough to be called you're missing the beginning of a thought or end of a thought. Yud Beis, Zavka below Hishman Inyan Sholem. Hishman Inyan Sholem, there could say for Koser, but if a whole part of the story, part of the thought was removed, so then the story is missing something. Okay. Sif Dalin. Me Shatov is Biyara Megillah Ksheira, Shenik Sheira, I'm sorry. He's holding Megillah was not kosher. Lo Yikra Mashiach Sibur. Al Shabbat Mashar Sik. Don't read with the Chazan, with the one who's laning, because you're reading from your Sefer, which is not kosher. You end up with not a kosher kriya. Listen to him. Use your Megillah to help you follow along. You're listening to him and you're being yotze with his kriya. And he's reading from a kosher Megillah. Okay. So you should be quiet. Shemei v'shoesik. Agav v'chein l'yisriya shumadam al peh l'chazen. You shouldn't, in general, be saying along the words al peh with the chazen. I'm not sure if he means the problem is for the person himself or the problem is the person next to him. I mean, from the flow, Pasha means the problem is for a person himself. So, I'm not sure what he's adding to the thought before. Don't say about Pasha, I mean, that's what we've been saying. Unless you're saying, before I just said, if you get to a certain amount, you have a problem, until then it's okay. He's saying, don't even do that. So the chazan should not be saying together with the rest of the tzibur because they can't hear it. And the point over here was you shouldn't be messiah about pad to the chazan, which is exactly what we're doing. Every time saying la yehudim, right? It's mamash tutzach la yehudim, right? So, but it's about pad. You're helping the chazan. So that's why we repeat those psukim. The Balkar repeats those psukim.
That's the one where you said Shlomo Zalman said to say the last pasuk. Is that the one? You're supposed to say something. I'm trying to remember. There's some problem. You're supposed to do something with one of the psukim because we're worried about not hearing it from the Balkar. I don't remember.
I'm sorry. It's not ringing a bell. Okay. Sifkat Yud Gimel, Lo Yikra. Person should not read along if he does not have a Megillah Kshera. The Shema Yitena Shemeir Libra Lezakar Velo Lashay Tzibra. Maybe somebody else will listen to you and not to the shots. Pitam Zayim Kare Rak Lo Adam Echod. That's the reason, which is the first reason where he quotes, this is the Magen Avraham. So Shaar HaTzion points out, if that's the concern, so why aren't you worried about that when it's Megillah Kshera? So what are you worried about? I'm reading out loud from my Megillah, which is Pasul, and the guy next to me is listening to me, not to the Chazan. Let's say I have Megillah Kshera. So at first glance, they say, well, what's the problem anymore? So the guy next to you will listen to you, it's with you. Because you have a Megillah Kshera. I'm assuming you know how to read, right? The problem is, you would have to have Kavona to be Yotzei, and he has to call him Yotzei. So the Shia Tzibur, there's a Minastam, there's an assumption that his job is to be Yotzei Tzibur, that's why he's there. So he has Das Minastam to be Yotzei Tzibur. The guy next to me doesn't have das. See, he's laying along on the Megillah loudly enough that I'm confused and I'm listening to him and not to the Chazan. I got a big problem. Because the Chazan I can't hear. And the guy next to me, he's not being Mechav Dim Moitzimi. Normally, we would assume. So Shaar HaTzion points out, even if it's a Megillah Kshera, you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't be Mishayat to the Chazan to read along with him out loud. Yeah. Okay, right to the Mishnah Berurah, so back in your Gimel. Pitam Zayim, Kari Rak, Lola Mechon, Rishal Likros, Yimah Kari, Megillah Psulim, Tayo Chachom, which according to that, this reasoning, the problem is that the guy next to you, if there's no guy next to you, you're the only person, and you have a Megillah Psulim in front of you, and say, hey, read along, or Chumash, read along. The problem isn't the guy next to you, the problem is you. So you're busy focusing on reading it right and not listening to the Chazan and hearing how he really reads it. So you're, you know, keeping track of the all of the different nuances is the only way you do it is you focus in yourself. So it comes that you're not focusing on what he's doing. So you're not, how can you get to this Kriya? You're not really focusing on this Kriya. So this is an interesting point. There is a Chuvas Eretz Tzvi. The Mechaber was Tzvi Frumer. Tzvi Frumer was the Rosh Yeshiva in the Chacham Lublin after Meir Shapiro. So after Meir Shapiro was nifter, so they needed somebody to lead the Yeshiva. The Chacham Lublin had quite accomplished people over there. They brought in he was a rabbi was sitting nearby, and they felt he'd be a proper candidate. So, called Chuvas, I think we have three volumes of him. So the Chumas are called Eretz Tzvi. His name is Tzvi Frumer. See, he says, so what's how much listening is called listening? Right? So, I mean, we probably have is sometimes we daydream in the middle. Right? So all of a sudden, you know, the person's mind wanders. Next thing you know, he starts coming back to himself and says, where's the house? Oh, wow, you know. And next thing you know, so you have to say about all of that was in between. Let's say the person daydreams and the person snaps out of his daydream and he knows exactly where the chazan is without searching for it. What does that tell you? It means at some level he was listening to the chazan, unless he's a phenomenally brilliant genius, right? The reason why he knows exactly where the chazan is because he was listening to the chazan. So that's enough to be called that you're Hetshmir to be Yerzeh.
It's interesting. But I mean, what if it's like,
see, if you have to start searching for where he is, so then obviously you're not really focused where he was. Otherwise you'd be focusing, you know, where it is in the page. If the fact that you know where it is in the page,
okay, on the page. I was going to say, because just because it could be a recognizable passage.
No, he's saying, yeah. you're following along the Chumash, yeah. and you know exactly where, when you come back, you know exactly where he is on the page. So how that happened? The answer is because you were following along. So that's how he defines, that's not, it doesn't necessarily mean you're totally focused, because, you know, your mind was daydreaming, you weren't only solely focused on that. That's a level of kavana he holds. It's enough to say that you're so saying over here. So the problem is the guy next to you is, you're reading along, so that's definitely sometimes, I mean, you know where you are, but you don't know where he is, and the point is you have to be listening to him and not you. Nobody should help the Baal Peh to the Chazan, because you're either you're affecting the person next to you, or because you're reading Baal Peh, so that's improper. You're saying the words Baal Peh, not from the Ksav. You know, so Umar Dechai, you got back with the Chumash saying Umar Dechai. Like, what do you need to help me? I don't need your help. Tessa, you like enjoying, you like singing along with the chazan, but that's the problem. You're doing about bad, and so you shouldn't do that. Even if relating with one person, the person wasn't well, they come along and he sits up in his bed and they start relating for him. And he gets a geschmack on reading along from his chumash, saying the words along with him. Don't do that. So then the business of enjoying your voice instead of listening to the chazan. You know, the person is relating, that's what happens. The same way we're saying you don't help along. Preferably you should read everything from the Megillah. So you shouldn't be, I'd say, with your pasuk of Yehudi Ma'aser Basimcha V'Sasam Yikar, you should yes with the Chazan's pasuk, because he has a Megillah. You don't have a Megillah. If you don't have a Megillah, what are you doing? You're not reading Mitzvah Ksav. That's not Lachatchila. So Chazan, Haino Lachatchila. But you haven't definitely been yes. It's not a beginning of an inyan, end of an inyan. It doesn't take out a total thought. So that's not a problem.
Not a hefsek either.
It's not a hefsek, right? You know, that we have the Ramah said that was the minute which they instituted to the psukim, which represent the eker element of the gula. We say it out loud that everybody should come focused and be interested, etc. Okay, let's hold it here.